This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When we last spoke with Andrew Siciliano, he was on a beach in Hawaii looking at the ocean, thinking Rams football. Where is Andrew Siciliano now?
Oh, I know where he is, and he's the reason the Indians lost last night.
Well, I do know he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Whatever.
Where else are you, Andrew Siciliano?
Jinx.
I'm in Lower Manhattan, and I am looking at Freedom Tower overlooking the site of the former World Trade Center. And good morning to you guys.
What's up, Jinx Siciliano?
Hello, sir.
Your fault last night. Tell everyone what you did last night, and while Indians fans should be mad at you right now.
No, they should be happy with me. I left before Brad Hand came to the game because I figured that was going to happen.
No belief.
Man.
You were there for the home run. This is word on the street. Like, I saw you. I was watching the game last night. I saw you walk out, go through the tunnel.
No belief.
No, you didn't. No. I was not sitting that far behind Andre Knott, but I was at the game last night, and I saw the Santana home run. I made a lot of noise. And once Puig struck out after Santana, and I went, all right, so they're up 3-2. I got to hop on the 7 train to get back to my hotel in Manhattan anyway. One of two things is going to happen. He's either going to close it and they win and I'm happy. I don't need to be here. Or he's going to blow it, which has been the norm of late, which I thought was likely.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I do not want to be here. And I do not want to be, you know, in the herd of cattle and Mets fans hooting and hollering trying to get back on the train. So I'm getting the heck out of here, and that's exactly what I did. And I listened to the great Jim Rosenhaus on my phone on the 7 train, and the inevitable happened.
All right, let me walk you through a couple things. First of all, you left the game. I'm very disappointed in you.
I never leave early. But
if you stay, they win. Second of all, Andrew, we're good enough friends that if you needed a ride back and didn't feel like taking a train, I would have asked Andre for you. He would have taken you home.
Well, but
you could have gone home with any of the guys on the Fox crew. They would have taken you back.
There's no way that crew has a car. We're in New York. You're taking the subway. I mean, they've been there 8 days.
Telling you, man. Somebody in that group had a car. Someone did.
I was more than happy. I'm a man of the people. I have my New York subway card in my wallet 24. I'm here all the time. So I hopped on the 7. I got out. I got a slice when I got off the train. My body hates me. I had a dog at the game and a slice at 11 when I got off the train because I was famished, and I woke up today feeling like garbage.
Wait a second. What did you wash the slice down with?
A bottle of water in my hotel room. And
what would have been your other options? What would you have called them?
Guys, I was up on Good Morning Football this morning.
I hear you. I just don't want to hear that other word, the other New York word for a beverage.
What?
You know.
Soda.
Soda.
No, what?
I thought you were going to say soda.
First of all, I don't drink soda. Why would I drink a glass of sugar? Number one. Number two, if you guys want to call it PAP, you guys can do that.
PAP?
Pop. PAP.
Before we talk Browns, what are you doing with Brad Hand?
He's ruining our show, by the way. The show you and I are doing right now.
This issue goes back to before the All-Star break. You guys are well aware of this. The 5-run ninth against the Royals, I think. Like on a Tuesday.
ERA's over 6 since the All-Star break.
This has been building, and it's amazing. It really speaks to how well they've been hitting, that they haven't needed him that much after the break. This is a major, major issue. We're past the deadline. You can't sneak anyone through waivers anymore. Whether it's Nick Goody or whomever, they need to find an answer. I'm not Tito. He's smarter than me, although he bunts too much these days. I would definitely. You got to demote him, and you got to have him work it out somehow. And someone else has to take that spot until he works it out, because it is now inevitable. It may or may not be in his head. it certainly isn't his slider because that thing's not sliding, and they're laying it off. Everyone's laying off when that thing's in the dirt. It's not the out pitch it used to be. They're sitting on the fastball. It's not good.
You're on Team Phelps, great. By the way.
This is a Joe Borowski issue, guys.
Oh, boy. You're on Team Phelps. I say take him out of the role, let him throw a few games, and then put him back in.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not even an answer anymore. It's an issue. It is a major make. Go back the last 2 weeks and see the games that they did lose. There's a Brad Hand factor in many of the games that they have lost, and there have not been many.
All right, Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone. You're in New York. I'm interested to hear what the reaction was to Baker Mayfield's comment from something he said in April that was published about Giants quarterback Daniel Jones. And, you know, I'm curious to see how that played in New York and what your thoughts were about a guy just making a comment about another guy.
The back page, honestly, of the New York papers today are the Mets. But the Giants, you know, rallied his defense yesterday. I thought Baker did the right thing by trying to walk it back. Whether or not it was taken out of context is another issue. But I think Baker's reaction at the time, and I believe him when he says that the interview was done back in April. I mean, GQ is not a get the quote posted on Twitter or run the story the next day kind of publication.
Right.
So back in April, we all have the same reaction. What I find to be fascinating here, and I've been to the Giants a couple of times in training camp, considering how well he has played, the Giants fan base has gone from why in the heck did Dave Gettleman take Daniel Jones at 6? He totally misplayed his hand. He could have taken him at 17. They didn't need to play it this way. What is he thinking? To, oh, my God, he's awesome. Please start him now. And the Giants fan base has fallen in love with Daniel Jones because, to his credit, the kid has gone out there and played really, really well. I think this actually makes Giants fans support him even more, right? Like, why are you taking shots at my quarterback? Listen, what Baker said is what everybody said at the time. Why are they taking him there? I would have loved to have heard the rest of the conversation. The quote on paper doesn't look good. You know, but you know, it's also a quote that I guarantee you plenty of other NFL players would have said privately, probably better left private though.
Andrew Siciliano joining us. He's in beautiful New York, New York, the town's so nice, all that stuff. Browns are playing in Tampa Bay. Freddie's going to go with the starters for a little while. I'm okay with that. You know, it's one of those things, Andrew, I think, where you trust the guy until something goes wrong, right? But he has done, a nice job of using his starters against starters and working them against the Colts. If he says, I'm playing them, I guess it's okay to play them? Yes?
He's the coach. It's his rules. He's not the only one doing that. I disagree. I disagree loudly, fervently, whatever you want to call it. I told you last week, guys, I am officially drinking the Sean McVay Kool-Aid in the way he does it, I wouldn't play him at all. That's just me. This team has, for the most part, Antonio Callaway, but he's suspended anyway, gotten out of here healthy. You know, Odell, they're being cautious with. Myles Garrett, whatever, being cautious with. They don't necessarily need the reps. If you're healthy now, keep it that way. I'm doing Rams-Broncos on Saturday. Vic Fangio was going to probably play some starters. Granted, this is their fourth game. They had the game in Canton. And now that Drew Locke sprained his thumb and Noah Fant rolled an ankle, I mean, those are your top two picks. You need those guys. Well, you need one more than the other this year, Fant more than Drew Locke. They both now have week one very much in doubt, because they played. And now Vic Fangio says, yeah, I don't think I'm going to play anyone now against the Rams. They're not playing anybody. I'm not going to play anybody. So that's my school of thought now. And I know I should be telling you as an employee of the National Football League that starters should play a full half in the third game like it used to be and give fans what they paid for. Yes, I want a great product on the field, but play it cautious. The game against Tennessee on the 8th means a lot more. I wouldn't play anybody.
Andrew, I agree with you 100%. I'm curious what preseason is going to look like after the next CBA. I can't imagine it's going to look and coming off of last week for the Browns, where Freddie Kitchens is like, I got so much more out of our joint scrimmage with the Colts than I would in any game.
Did.
So I mean, there's just no way preseason's going to look like this down the road, right?
I don't think so, but you still have old school coaches that want to see guys play. You know, the preseason means something tonight for Dwayne Haskins, with Colt McCoy kind of out of the mix, and it's between Haskins and Case Keenum. Case Keenum is the guy that everyone thinks is going to start for the Redskins. But if Dwayne Haskins goes out there and throws a couple of dimes downfield like he did last week, you don't think there's going to be a push maybe from the guy that sits in the suite upstairs to start Dwayne Haskins? So, look, it's meaningful. It is very meaningful. But at the same time, when you, for the most part, know who is going to start, I'm taking the Browns here, which is a rarity compared to years past. Maybe there's an issue at right guard, and you'd like to see the kickers, but they're not going to get hurt. Why bother?
Andrew, let me leave you with this one. Yesterday, when the news came down that Braxton Miller signed with the Browns, I thought, this shows what the difference is between now and not too long ago. Because when he came out of Ohio State, Browns fans would have gone bananas if Braxton Miller had been drafted by the Browns. Many wanted them drafted as a quarterback, certainly wanted him at wide receiver. People would have been giddy. And yesterday I was like, oh, good, Braxton Miller, he'll get a look. And does he make the team? Does he not? I think it's a big question. But it just shows the difference in the talent level on this roster and a different place for this franchise right now.
Absolutely. He's a talented guy who's probably overdrafted where the Texans took him. But, you know, he's fighting. I mean, look, he's a big long shot to make this roster. But, yeah, we're kind of saying the same thing. There aren't many jobs open here, you know. You're looking for depth and you're looking for special teams and back end of the roster spots. We've said so many times, guys, about what a different world this is for the Browns. I mean, that's another perfect example. You're going into week three of the preseason. And by the way, it's been a pretty tough camp. I mean, this has not been a beach vacation the way Kitchens has worked this team. So that's another reason, honestly, that I don't think the starters should play.
Andrew, enjoy your game, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I liked your Hawaiian shirt last
week,
by the way.
Oh, wasn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, real quick, you want to spice up the preseason? And we talked about this morning on NFL Network.
Happy hour the entire game.
Yeah, happy hour, frozen drinks, all that stuff, and Hawaiian shirts. But we had Sean McVay on, you know, the headset during the game, and he was calling out plays, which is awesome. We might do that again this week Rams broadcast.
I enjoyed that, by the way. You did a nice job.
And Sean did a great job. I didn't do anything. I got out of the way. But put Freddie Kitchens and Bruce Arians on headsets tomorrow night. Seriously, that you want to spice up the preseason, do stuff like that. Most of the coaches would probably hate it, but wouldn't you love to hear Freddie Kitchens calling plays and screaming at people tomorrow night?
On a 30-second delay, I think it'd be great.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Have fun.
Delay.
Thanks.
See you guys.
Andrew Siciliano, NFL Network, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.